Hi, everyone. Welcome to English Digest.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Angeline. And you know what? Lately, my news feed has been filled with articles about countries making an effort to ban single-use plastic.
Yes.
Yeah, so plastic like straws, plastic bags, mm-hmm. carriers, mm-hmm. And they're trying to do this, implement this ban in the next few years, because it can't just happen like tomorrow, right? We can't be like, let's get rid of all the straws. Yeah, so speaking of single-use plastic, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been to McDonald's recently, mm-hmm. Sam, but they've actually changed the design of their lids.
Yes.
Have you been recently?
Yes.
Yeah. For cold drinks, they use lids that we see being used on hot beverage cups, mm-hmm. okay? And we actually call them sippy cup lids. Sippy cup lids. S-I-P-P-Y, and then cup, C-U-P, lids, L-I-D-S. So the reason why they call this sippy cup lids is because a sippy cup is actually a cup that young kids use to learn how to sip or drink from a cup. And they, you know, and you don't spill it, right? Because if you were to have no lid on the cup, then you might accidentally spill it when you're walking around. Or you, if you're really clumsy, you might just spill the whole thing all over your face when you're drinking it. I don't know. But anyways, these lids are, I guess they're the next step for them to help eliminate
the use of straws. Yeah, like alternative of straws.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. 不知道大家最近有没有去过麦当劳呢？最近外带杯已经改成了这个，我们刚刚讲说 sippy cup lids. Okay, 就是你在喝这个热咖啡的时候有的这种不用吸管这种喝的盖子。I think that's really, really cool and sad at the same time because I love using straws.
Oh, you do? Okay. Do you like to like bite on straws, chew on them?
I used to have beer with a straw.
Really?
Yeah, so yeah, but there's too much garbage and we really need to do something about it. I think the sippy cup is great. It's good to see big companies like McDonald's start doing things like this.
Yeah, I think apparently Starbucks also started it, but I don't know if they do it in Taiwan because recently I had like a cold beverage in Starbucks.
And they still give you straws?
They still have straws. Yeah, okay. They don't have that sippy cup lid. So I don't know where in the world that Starbucks is using sippy cup lids. Yeah. But yeah, so we can't really eliminate plastic completely, right? Mm-hmm. But we can try to reduce how much plastic we use. Anyway, you might be wondering why we're talking about this topic. Well, without further ado, let's take a look at Part A of our translation unit.
好的，马上呢来看一下我们 Part A 单句翻译的部分呢。在我们第一个句子里面呢，我们要翻译的句子呢就是来自汽机车的废气被视为是空气品质的一大威胁。OK， 在这个句子呢，先提醒大家，因为我们现在描述一个事实，所以在句子里面呢，我们使用现在简单时就可以喽。
Okay, so our sentence in English reads, exhaust from cars and scooters is considered a great threat to air quality. So exhaust is a smoke that you see that comes out of the back of a car. It's a mixture of gases that is produced by an engine, mm-hmm. okay? So now English is such a tricky language, right? Because obviously we like to complicate things. Because I'm saying this because the pipe through which exhaust, that smoke, is released from a car is also called exhaust. Okay, so this makes things even more confusing. Like, there is black exhaust smoke coming out of the car's exhaust.
Okay, exhaust 这个字呢，当成名词哦，刚刚 Angeline 就解释了，它可以表示说你汽车排放出来的废气。Okay, 你可以搭配呢动词，比方说 emit exhaust， 或是呢 give off exhaust。排放废气哦，比方说我们看这个例句 ，These factories give off so much exhaust that it is often difficult to breathe properly.、Mm-hmm. OK， 这些工厂呢排放了许多废气，以至于让人经常感到难以正常呼吸。那 Angeline 也提醒大家了 ，exhaust 这个字当成名词呢，表示排气管哦。OK， 排出废气的这个排气管呢，它这个名词也叫做 exhaust， 很容易搞混。大家要记得，你讲的是废气还是排气管？另外呢，在这个句子有。我们看到被视为是什么 ？OK， 这个用法。那我们视 A 为 B， 认为 A 是 B 呢？你可以用这些动词，比方说 consider、think 或者是 deem。OK， 这些视为。OK， 后面呢，我们加上 A to B。OK， think A to be B。OK， 把 A 想成是 B。例如呢 ，Malia thinks all people to be equals and treats everyone with respect。OK， 玛利亚认为呢，所有人都是平等的，并尊重的对待每一个人。我们呢？可以把视为看作，我们可以把它改写哦，用动词 see 或者是呢 view 这种呢有看的意思的动词，或者是呢，比方说 recognize、regard、 take 或是 think of 等等哦。后面呢，注意到我们是加上 s a s， 例如呢 take a as b， OK， 跟刚刚呢我们说 think a to be b 意思是一样的。Malia thinks of all people as equals and treats everyone with respect， OK， 玛利亚认为所有人都是平等的。Think 搭配 to be， think of 搭配 as， 很容易搞混，我们要特别留意。
Let me give you another example. The building was deemed, or the building was considered unsafe after the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so going back to our first sentence, sentence one, exhaust from cars and scooters is considered a great threat to air quality. So a threat can be someone or something that could cause trouble, harm, etc. And Sam will tell us how it is often used in a sentence.
Okay, 我们看到了对什么东西造成威胁，我们可以说 a threat to, 后面呢加上名词 okay.表示呢对后面这个名词造成的什么样的威胁。我们呢常见呢搭配的动词，比方说 pose a threat to something， 或是 present a threat to something， 对什么东西造成威胁。 The last economic crisis posed a big threat to the financial security of many families。 上一次经济危机有对许多家庭的财务安全造成诺大的威胁。
Mm-hmm. So just like plastic, we can't eliminate the use of cars or scooters completely, right?
No.
but we can try to lessen our reliance on scooters and cars. Do you drive a car or ride a scooter, Sam?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I normally take the metro because parking is hard and expensive.
That is true. It's kind of tricky to park in Taiwan, and yeah. It is definitely very expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, so taking public transportation is a good way to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people in Taipei choose to ride a scooter because, well, it's more convenient.
Yes.
And it's really easy to park, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Probably sometimes it's also free to park in some places.
Yeah.
And probably also more cost effective, okay, to ride a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Our second sentence tells us what the Taipei government is doing to get more people to take public transportation.
Okay, 所以呢我们中文看到第二个要翻译的句子，为了鼓励民众搭乘公共运输工具，台北市已推出捷运月票。OK, 注意到呢我们台北市已经推出哦，我们要表达这个已经完成的动作，所以使用现在完成式。
In English, the sentence is, in order to encourage people to take public transportation, Taipei City has launched a monthly MRT pass. So apparently this monthly MRT pass was introduced last year, and it's a pass granting users unlimited access to Taipei's MRT and public bus for 30 days, and 30-minute free rental for U-Bike. And I'm guessing that's 30 minutes...every time you rent the bike, not 30 minutes the entire month. Okay, so this pass costs $1,280.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use this pass, Sam? Is it actually cheaper to buy this pass?
Yes, it's way much cheaper than
what
I used to pay. Yeah, because I live far away. I live in Dansui.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty far away.
Yeah, and I work in Xingdian. So it's like from the north to the south of the Taipei. Every day, traveling...It used to cost me like around $100 a day.
$100 a day, okay.
Yes.
That would be like approximately $2,000 a month.
Yeah, $2,000 to $3,000.
Oh my goodness.
So like this monthly pass is actually saved me a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can buy more shoes.
Okay, I see.
OK, 好，看到了我们这个句子哦，为了达成什么目的哦，最常见的呢，我们就是 in order to, OK,、这个 in order 可以省略，你可以直接说 to, 或者是呢，我们也可以说 so as to, 那 so as to 跟 in order to 的差别在于说 so as to 我们通常不会放在句首哦。OK, 那另外呢你也可以使用呢 with an eye to, 或是 with a view to, OK, 你把你的目光放在哪里 ,OK, 表示你的目的是什么。注意到呢在这边我们这个 to 呢跟刚刚 in order to 的 to 不一样，这边 to 是一个介系词哦，所以呢我们后面要加上名词或是动名词。那你也可以使用 for the purpose of, 或是呢 with the intention of, OK, 为了什么目的、哦、With the intention of improving his grades, Arnold hired a private tutor. 为了提升成绩呢，阿诺聘请了一位私人家教。
Okay, so we can also use the phrase so as to mm-hmm. express purpose,
yes.
right? Like you said earlier, she left early so as to avoid the traffic jam.
Mm.
Okay, so we've talked so much about public transportation, but do you know there are other ways to say this?
Mm-hmm.
You can use public transit.Okay, yes. As well as mass transportation. In fact, MRT stands for Mass Rapid Transit. And if you've been to Hong Kong, you'll know they say MTR instead of MRT. And、
yes.
MTR stands for Mass Transit Railway.
OK, 所以呢公共运输工具怎么说呢我们刚刚可以说 public transportation, 或是呢你可以用 transit 这个字哦就是运输 public transit, 那呢你也可以说 mass transportation, mass 就是大量的 ,OK,、mm-hmm. 所以呢大量运输就是我们说的大众传输、哦、,OK, many places in the US lack public transit systems so people get around by car, 美国呢有许多地方缺乏公共运输系统所以人们呢都开车移动。
That's right. In North America, it can actually be quite troublesome to rely on public transportation、
yes.
to get around. Because many places, like our sentence says, lack public transit systems. So buses may come once every 30 minutes. That's really long. What's more, Canada and the US are big countries. So、
yes.
it actually can take a lot longer to get from one place to another, especially if you rely on public transportation, because they have to kind of make, you know, the route a bit longer since there's less buses and they're less frequent. So they're going to make sure they can pick up everybody、
yeah.
at one go, right? So it would actually take me almost 2 hours to get from my house to the university when、
oh.
I was studying.
Oh, whoa.
And that was if I took the bus.、
Whoa.
But maybe less than an hour if I drove.
That's a lot difference.
Yeah. So public transportation in North America is not exactly the way to go、
mm-hmm.
if you want to travel around. Yeah.
OK, 好，所以呢，看完了这个大众运输呢，在这个句子里面有没有看到推出哦？推出，比方说一个新的产品，或是政府推行一个新的制度哦。很常呢，我们就使用动词 launch。OK，launch 这个及物动词呢，你后面可以直接加上推出的东西，或者是呢，你可以用片语 roll out。OK， 意思用法一样。OK，、
mm-hmm.
比方说呢，我们很常看到这个一些大公司呢在发表新产品 ，This smartphone company just rolled out the latest version of its product today. OK, 这间智慧型手机公司呢，今天刚推出了他们最新版的产品。
So I wonder since it's launched、mm-hmm. or since the monthly pass has been rolled out, if more people are taking public transit now. I guess if you make things more affordable, it definitely gives people an incentive to、
yes.
go green, right?、
Yes.
So now that you need to pay for plastic bags, do you think twice before getting a bag?
Yes, especially when I go clothing shopping.
Okay.
Yeah, in the past, you wanted to have a lot of bags to feel like a shopaholic.
Yeah,
okay. But now I found those paper or plastic bags very annoying. They are hard to deal with when you got home.
That's true, yeah.
yeah.
So, I don't know, do you guys actually think twice before getting a bag because now you have to pay for it? Like, I never really got bags. Yeah, I didn't really take any bags from shops and I'll try to, like, shove everything into my purse、
yes.
or whatever. Or I'll bring, like, an environmentally friendly bag, like a、
yeah.
reusable bag. So, this new policy hasn't really affected me that much. But anyways, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.Okay, so for Part B, we'll be switching gears and talking about fake news, which are articles that contain disinformation,、
mm-hmm.
which is information meant to deceive people, misinformation, which is false or inaccurate information, and malinformation, which is information that is based on reality. That means it's true, but used to inflict harm on a person, an organization, or a country.、
Mm-hmm.
So have you been a victim of fake news or even just scams?
Not really, yeah,、
mm-hmm.
but I did read some, especially online, you know,
yeah,、uh-huh.
like elderly, they tend to send out like small pictures,
yeah,
and they talk about like a disease or something.
Oh, that you、
yeah.
get from like eating too much.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Noodles、and、or something.
I'm always wondering, like, who sent out these pictures and who would believe this? Maybe my grandma? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's always, like, these links, and they claim that you can, like, buy one, get one、for Starbucks. Like, they'll give you, like, a coupon, and
yes,
then you have
yes,
to, like,
yes,
sign in your information、yes. or something. Or, like, enter to win 2 tickets to Maldives. You know the phrase, too good to be true?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much a motto I live by, which is kind of depressing, but it's true. Like, if I see something too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
OK, 我们看一下这边要翻译的这个句子了。他说呢，虽然这不是新的现象，但是呢，假新闻啊，现在对我们的社会有远比以前更加重大的影响。I think it has something to do with the internet.
Yes, OK.
OK, 在这个句子里面呢，我们要描述一个事实哦，所以我们使用的是现在简单式。
OK, so in English, the sentence reads, While it's not a new phenomenon, fake news now has a far more significant impact on our society than before. Mm-hmm. So fake news has become more relevant than before because, I mean, all of us are always constantly online, right?
Yes.
And in fact, fake news was named 2017's Word of the Year. Now, this isn't exactly a good thing. this term has been raising tensions between nations and may actually lead to regulation of social media. So the good news is that because of fake news, more people are worried about misinformation and are turning to more reputable sources of information.
Yes, that's very important.
Yeah, and as our sentence says, fake news is not a new phenomenon. It's actually been around for centuries. Let's take a closer look at the grammar for the sentence.
Okay, 好的，在我们句子里面呢，马上来看一下。他说，虽然这不是新的现象，我们中文常说的这个虽然呢，英文里面也非常好用。你呢，可以使用连接词，比方说 while。Although 或是 though， 你也呢可以使用介系词，比方说呢 despite、in spite of 或是 regardless of、mm-hmm.。但是无论如何，注意呢，英文里面虽然跟但是是不能连用的。也就是说呢，假如说你句子里面用了我们刚刚说的这些字或是片语啊、哦，这些表示虽然的，那呢你就不能够再使用 but。OK， 我们看一下例句哦。In spite of everything that's happened, I still believe people are good at heart。尽管呢发生了这一切，但我仍旧相信人们内心善良。OK， 注意到呢，我们例句里面使用的 in spite of 虽然，所以呢我们后面的句子呢不能够再使用 but。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a phenomenon is something such as an interesting fact or an event that can be observed and studied, but can be unusual or difficult to understand or explain fully. Mm-hmm. Okay, like the phenomenon of trolling, mm-hmm. internet trolling, or the phenomenon of dopamine on shopping.
Yeah. OK, 现象这个单词呢，单数型哦 phenomenon， 注意到它的复数型 phenomena， OK， 它把N-O-M 变成了 N-A 那呢后面我们可以接上介系词 of 再加上一个名词 of something 表达什么样的现象比方说呢我们可以看一下例句 With computers fast becoming cheap and widespread The phenomenon of working from home has increased OK 随着电脑很快的就变成便宜而且普及、哦、在家工作的现象已经增加 The phenomenon of working from home 在家工作的现象
Mm-hmm. Do you work from home sometimes?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, yeah, your company allows you to work from home.
Yes, sometimes.
That's good. Or do you mean you're working overtime? Because that's a little bit different. If you're working an 8-hour shift or a 9-hour shift, and then you go home and bring that work, that's overtime. That's not working from home.
Yeah, then in my case, that's overtime.
Okay. So working from home means like you're working during work hours, but you're not going into the office.
Yes,
that is completely different from working overtime.
But for someone who is like pregnant or they have to taking care of like young child.
Yeah,
our company does approve this kind of, not exactly a leave, they still pay you.
Yeah,
but you can like taking care of your children and still like working from home. That's the case.
That's good,
But since I'm not pregnant, or having children.
Doesn't apply to you, right? So this policy, is it both for women and men? So
like, yeah, I think it's both for...
For fathers as well.
Yes,
okay, that's really cool. Your company's taking care of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So a significant impact is a powerful or major influence or effect on something. As such, we can say that something has an impact or an influence or an effect on somebody or something. For example, Kevin Durant's injury could have a significant impact on the Warriors team.
Oh.
Yes, and if you guys watch the NBA Finals, you would know that that is true because...
Yeah, very true.
Canadians won the NBA title. I'm not a basketball fan, but definitely proud of Canadians because that's the first time we've ever won anything.
Congratulations.
Won an NBA final. Yeah.
OK， 好，对某人或是某事情造成什么样的影响，而片语呢，我们可以用 have an impact 或是呢 influence 或是 effect。OK， on something， 注意到我们使用介系词 on， 对某人或是某事叫造成影响。那呢，在这个 impact 或是 influence 或是 effect 之前呢，我们可以加上形容词，比方说呢 significant 或是 great， 很重大的影响哦。我们用这个形容词来表达这个影响程度的高。那呢，你也可以直接使用动词哦 ，OK， impact 或是 influence 或是 affect。注意到呢 ，affect 跟 effect，A F F E C T 是动词哦 ，E F F E C T 是名词 ，OK， 后面呢直接加上这个某人或某事 ，OK。好，我们看一下例句哦 ，This designer's work has substantially influenced my own style. I really look up to her. 这位设计师的作品呢，已深深的影响了我的风格，我很崇拜他。在这边呢，我们是用 influence 这个动词哦，直接呢加上 my own style， 加上什么东西被影响了。
Mm-hmm. Here's another example sentence. Children are greatly influenced by their parents' screen viewing habits.
Yes.
Okay, so the more that you're on your phones, if you're a parent, the more likely your children will learn this behavior.
Yes.
And will also be stuck like glued to their phones. Sam, can you also go over the last grammar point for the sentence?
Yes, of course. Okay, 英文里面呢，我们要表达更加怎么样 ？Okay, 我们可以使用的 much。或是 far 或是 even OK 后面呢我们再加上比较级的形容词哦，用来强调更高的程度 OK 看一下例句就明白了 Kieran is funny in class 基兰呢在课堂上很风趣 But he's even funnier when he's with his friends 但他跟朋友在一起的时候呢又更幽默了 OK 我们可以说 even funnier much funnier 或是 far funnier OK、mm. 我们呢在前面加上这个副词哦再加上这个比较级的形容词，表示呢更怎么样了
？I want to be friends with Kieran. Okay, so what are some things we can do to avoid becoming victim to fake news?
I think even though these fake news are from the internet,、
mm-hmm.
but still you have to check online.
Okay.
You know, yeah, before you actually buy it.
A little bit ironic. So you're buying something online, and then you should check online if this thing is, you know, not a scam.
Check different sites. Check, like, believable source.
Right, right. So I also check to see if multiple reputable sources are saying the same thing.
Yes.
So if I, let's say I chance upon a news article about something, you know, oh, shampoo now causes cancer or something. I'll go to look at other news websites like CNBC, CNN to see if they're posting the same thing, you know?
Yeah, to see if it's true.
Yeah. Let's take a look at our second sentence for part B.
OK， 在我们第二个句子里面呢，他就说了，培养独立思考的能力呢，可以助于识别假新闻。OK， 描述一个事实，所以呢，这句翻译呢，我们就以现在简单式。
The sentence translated in English reads: Developing the ability to think independently can be helpful in identifying fake news. So this is definitely a way to combat fake news, right?、Mm-hmm. You need to think for yourself. Don't blindly believe everything you see online. Do your homework. You might see reviews online for different business establishments, right? Like, for example, a restaurant. They might have like, 600 reviews.
Yes.
But keep in mind that actually a lot of bloggers are paid to write these reviews. So take everything you read with a grain of salt.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. 没有错，网络上呢有很多都是我们说的这个业配文哦，所以呢大家不要太轻易相信啦，多做点功课，多读点书哦，多 Google 几个不同的网站是会有帮助的。
Okay. We need to develop the ability to think independently. Okay. The word develop can be replaced with cultivate, foster, or nurture. And Sam will tell us how it is used in a sentence.
Okay. 培养呢，我们刚刚就提到了，我们可以使用这些动词，比方说我们例句里面使用了 develop， 或是呢，你可以使用 cultivate、foster 或是 nurture。OK， 这些动词呢 ，OK， 它们都是及物动词哦。我们后面直接加上这个你要培养的这个东西，直接加上这个名词，后面呢可以加上介系词 in somebody。OK，、after realizing his daughter liked engineering， 在知道他的女儿喜欢工程学之后呢 ，John nurtured her interest。In the field, okay. 约翰呢，培养他对这个领域的兴趣。
So he likely signed her up for maybe some workshops, engineering workshops, or like engineering cram schools.
Yeah, that's...
Probably something like that, right? Yeah. You can find a cram school for pretty much anything, any subject that you want. Yeah. Okay, so independent thinking skills is very important. Remember a few months back, we talked about helicopter parenting?
Yes.
And how parents hover over their children, making decisions for them and sheltering them from failure. Well, children of helicopter parents cannot develop the ability to think independently because someone else is doing all the thinking for them.
Yeah, they depend too much on their parents, so they cannot think independently. Mm-hmm. Okay, 独立思考的能力呢，我们就说 the ability to think independently, 或者是你可以直接说呢 independent thinking skills. Vivian encouraged her children's independent thinking skills by asking their opinions about things. Okay, 薇薇安呢，借由我来问他们小孩对事情的意见呢，来鼓励他们独立思考的能力。
So thinking independently can be helpful in identifying fake news. We can also say developing the ability to think independently can aid in identifying fake news, right? We can say be helpful in and aid in.
Okay, 有助于呢，我们很常看到的是这个形容词 helpful, 有帮助的。Okay, be helpful in something, okay, 对什么事情有帮助。那呢，你也可以使用动词片语哦 aid, A-I-D, 这个动词呢，它一样是有这个帮助的意思。Aid,In, 一样是加上 in something. Okay, Nathan's trip to the seaside aid in letting him recover from his illness. 奈森的这个海边之旅呢，有助于让他从疾病中痊愈。
The word identify can be replaced with recognize, okay? They both have the same meaning, that is to know and say who someone is or what something is. Oscar lost a lot of weight. I could barely recognize him.
Ah, good for Oscar.
Yeah.
Okay, 识别呢或是辨认呢，我们就可以使用这个动词 identify, 或者是呢刚刚 Julian 提到的 recognize, okay, 认不出来。比方说刚刚的例句 ,Oscar 瘦了好多，已经很难认出他是谁了。Actually, my, like the sister of my friend, like she recognized me on the metro because, my voice.
Really? Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, she was like, oh, Sam, yeah, you have such special voice. So like when I hear you, I notice that's you.
Oh, yeah, that's... wow. That's really cool. So yeah, you're being recognized for your voice, but not for what you look like. Yeah. Okay. We'll take a quick break before we come back and talk to you.Unit 9. Translation. August 16th. Exhaust from cars and scooters is considered a great threat to air quality. In order to encourage people to take public transportation, Taipei City has launched a monthly MRT pass. While it's not a new phenomenon, fake news now has a far more significant impact on our society than before. Developing the ability to think independently can be helpful in identifying fake news. Okay, so we've actually come to the end of our unit for today. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. Remember to be vigil in looking at fake news and also to take the public transportation system more often.
Yes.
Okay, thanks for joining us today, guys. Bye.
Bye.